Now, the rest of the story. It was the most powerful earthquake ever recorded on that continent, one of the most violent and prolonged in human memory. The first shock struck at 2 o'clock in the morning of December 16. As the land heaved, there was a sound as a distant thunder, eerie lightning-like flashes burst into the black sky. Dense, sulfurous vapor rising from the earth smothered the dawn, plunging the day into impenetrable night, and the shock waves rolled on. When the infernal mist lifted, it revealed a hellscape theretofore unimaginable. For hundreds of miles around, the earth roared and rolled in great waves like a breeze-swept wheat field. Huge forests crashed to the ground. Great fissures yawned before those who would flee, making chasms so broad no horse could jump them. Nearby waters reversed their currents, then surged forward again in mountainous tidal waves. Boats were swallowed. Entire islands disappeared. New islands emerged. Inland, gigantic lakes vanished as their beds rose into the air, and thousands of acres of dry wasteland became swampland in seconds. All day, the earth vomited sand and white quartz, leaving spectral white mountains in the wake. Rivers changed their courses as topography in all directions was transformed beyond recognition. The quake was felt over 1,000 miles away, where clocks stopped and church bells tolled and windows rattled and chimneys toppled. And the awesome event had only begun. For more than a year afterward, earthquakes continued in the region. And then state-of-the-art seismographs registered 1,874 shocks during the first 3 months alone. 8 of those shocks were classified as violent. 3 of them would have produced, listen to this, 8 to 10 on the Richter scale. But this was more than a century before there was a Richter scale. For the 3 successive super earthquakes, which I have just described, occurred December 16, 1811, and the following January 23, and the following February 7, had they happened today, where they happened then, the result would have been an unimaginable Holocaust. And yet, because there were so few in the region in those days, this nation soon forgot the most spectacular seismic occurrence in all American history. San Francisco? Oh, no. No, these quakes were far greater than the San Francisco shockwaves of 1906. The earthquakes of which you've just learned stopped clocks in Charleston, South Carolina, and set church bells tolling in Richmond, Virginia, and rattled windows in Washington, D.C., and toppled chimneys in Cincinnati, Ohio. They were felt over millions of square miles, awakened people as far away as Boston and Quebec City. They turned their epicenter inside out and turned the Mississippi River into a raging sea. And they began, these quakes. They originated only a few miles from what is now St. Louis, Missouri. St. Louis, Missouri. And now you know the rest of the story.